pro-family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real higher form conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the certified firearms at the highest level.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep righting the right.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning to all of you throughout the United States. This is our third hour, the Hour of Power, today on this Monday. It's 7 minutes after the hour on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. You can gain all the podcasts of all the shows by going to writingtheright.com and click on the podcast icon there. Also, those of you who want to support the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, and continue to broadcast and spread the news of a constitutional, conservative, patriotic, Christian, capitalist values throughout our country to all other terrestrial radio shows, Cumulus Radio and Westwood One Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, you can do so by first registering on my website where it says register now completely free. You will not only be able to contribute to the show, but you'll be able to care for your family, and you'll be able to exchange your paper dollars for real gold in a reasonable way. And so I have with as my guest for the next couple of minutes here, Keith Broder. Keith Broder is working with us with the Carrot Bars, a universal solution to the worldwide debt, savings, and currency crisis. Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, Keith.
Well, thank you very much, Glenn. I'm really glad to have this opportunity to share some time with your listeners. I want to applaud you for your vision and your wisdom in pursuing this. It's so much easier to ask the people to support your ministry by saving gold rather than by donating the few dollars that they have. So this is a great way to help themselves and their families protect themselves and the future buying power of their dollars. At the same time, they're helping you because Carrot Bars is willing to pay your ministry up to 6% of the price of all of the gold that is acquired by all of your members collectively. I wanted to ask a question, which I think is kind of a no-brainer, but if you were to be offered the opportunity for $350 to buy a goose that laid golden eggs, would you hesitate?
Not at all.
Well, that's exactly what Carrot Bars is doing. They're offering people an opportunity to buy a goose that lays golden eggs. And the thing is that you could go to an insurance company, you could give an insurance company $100,000, and they would turn around and say, we're going to basically pay you $600 a month for the next 20 years. Isn't that a great deal? For $100,000, we'll give you a $600 a month guaranteed income. Well, with Carrot Bars, they don't offer you a guaranteed anything. What they offer you is an opportunity to exchange paper dollars for gold, and at the same time, they're offering you a package for as low as $350 that will produce for you the potential of more than $1,000 a month for the rest of your life. So Carrot Bars is basically offering us a goose that is laying golden eggs. And frankly, I think people need to start thinking outside of the box, because when you think inside the box, you are thinking inside the box that was created by the bankers and the financial elite for their benefit. And so we need to change our paradigm, and we need to start thinking for ourselves and realizing that our greatest resource is our ability. And Carrot Bars provides us with an opportunity to take and harness the abilities that God gave us to be able to create for ourselves rather than relying on the government or a bank or a financial institution.
Exactly. We're talking with Key Broder. He is the director of Constitution Club, and you can learn more about Keith directly of his patriotic endeavors at the Constitution or constitutionclub.ning.com, I believe. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Now, when folks click on my icon that says on there, register free, completely free, it goes to this, to Carrot Bars International registration form, and there's free registration for folks to learn more. There's a Carrot Bars becoming an affiliate and a Carrot Bars becoming a customer. Please, with the next couple minutes, differentiate between a Carrot Bars customer and a Carrot Bars affiliate, Keith.
A Carrot Bars customer is simply an individual that realizes that the dollar is on the downward spiral, and a Carrot Bars customer is really nothing more than a person who would like to trade in their Federal Reserve notes and acquire gold. That's basically what it is.
Okay.
You're just a saver. Just like if you go to the bank and save paper dollars, with Carrot Bars you essentially go to them and create the opportunity to save gold by trading paper dollars for gold. Now, an affiliate is a little bit different, because an affiliate, you are a customer, but you have an additional aspect to it, and that is you also become a marketer of the Carrot Bars business program or the marketing program. So when you become an affiliate, you have the opportunity to build your own network of customers. You create your own gold savings club, and all of the people who purchase gold in your club create a residual income for you. You will be able to earn commissions on all of the gold that's purchased, and you also receive compensation when you enroll another individual who becomes an affiliate who purchases what is known as a package. There is what we call a bronze, a silver, a gold, and a VIP package. Your compensation is predicated upon the level where you enter. The higher, you can earn either a 5%, a 10, or a 15, or a 20% commission when you enroll a qualified affiliate.
All right. So, folks, you can use this as a business endeavor. You can start off yourself as a customer itself, but if you're interested in either one, there's registration right online there. Keith, I got about a minute or so. Sum up what your thoughts are as far as yourself. You've decided to spend the bulk of your time and effort in helping those individuals, you know, willing to help themselves.
Well, that's exactly right. I when I was a little boy, people would go, oftentimes ask me, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, and up until recently, I was always uncertain exactly what I wanted to be. I'm 67, so, you know, I've had plenty of time to think about it, but it wasn't until recently that I really determined that the thing that I want to be more than anything else in the world is I want to be a humanitarian philanthropist. I want to be able to have lots and lots of money that I can share with lots and lots of people who need a helping hand. I don't believe that you can maintain your freedom and your independence as long as you're dependent upon the government. But I do believe that there are a lot of needs out there that need to be met. And I believe that in the patriot community, I believe that if the people will come together, that we can collectively make the changes that are necessary. But we're going to need to have money to do it. And I believe that Carrot Bars is the opportunity that we have to be able to restore the Constitutional Republic and the principles upon which this nation was founded.
Very good, Keith Broder. You're going to give us an update next week on the Glenn Pav Show on Mondays. And we appreciate your regular servitude toward us. It's very important that we purchase a silver or gold package in order to start getting paid. Folks, Keith Broder's my sponsor here with Carrot Bars, and I appreciate him, and he's a great man to go to his website as well, constitutionclub.ning.com. Keith, keep writing the right. Good to have you with us today. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to be taking a break shortly, and then Trevor Loudon is going to be calling in. He is back in the States. He is an author and anti-communist figure. We're going to tell you about the enemies within the communists, socialists, and progressives in the U.S. Congress and expose the extreme left's infiltration of Capitol Hill. Here's a man from New Zealand who gets it. I wish some of our American, U.S. American citizens would get what he gets in his way. And you can learn more about Trevor Loudon. He's been on my show over the past 5 years in various different radio stations, and I've been following him along the way, and he's a great blogster on there. We'll be right back after these important messages, folks. Keep writing the right.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
And welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right. The time is now 19 minutes after the hour, and my very special guest is Trevor Loudon. He has been on my show when I was on Christian radio locally here in the Tampa Bay area, and now he's on our national broadcast with the Republic Broadcasting Network. Trevor Loudon is back in the States, and he's gearing up for the 2014 elections and spreading the word on how and why conservatives must win. He's a noted author and anti-communist figure from New Zealand and has an important message for all Americans that we need to hear. Ever wonder why the U.S. Congress has moved further and further left over your lifetime while much of the electorate has become more conservative? Trevor's going to answer that question today for us. Why government regulations and taxes have exponentially increased, even though most Americans still oppose big government? We'll talk about that, too, as well. Trevor has a new book, The Enemies Within, speaking of communists, socialists, and progressives in the U.S. Congress, exposing the extreme left's infiltration of Capitol Hill. We'll talk about that. The Enemies Within profiles some 14 senators and more than 50 representatives and their ties to the Communist Party, and we're looking forward to getting into that. But first, welcome Trevor Loudon to the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I am doing great. You're on the, the East Coast, or the West Coast now, running through and working your way to the East, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in beautiful Oregon right now, but I'll be over in Florida not too long.
Yeah, well, that's great. I love your accent, of course. All you blokes out there in New Zealand. I had a friend who used to call me a bloke all the time. I guess that's an endearment rather than a negative. Is that right?
Oh, no, that's a total insult, Glenn.
Oh, really?
No. It is an endearment. Yeah, it is. Yeah, he's a good bloke. He's a great bloke. You know.
Well, you are a good bloke, and I appreciate you being on today and working out the details. I know you're a very busy guy. You have a blog, and by the way, folks, please go to his blog. It is trevorloudon.com. That's Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N. It's loud on. You're loud on things for Trevor,
yeah.
And we appreciate that. Well, you raised one of the questions on one of the website areas, and that is, ever wonder why the U.S. Congress has moved further and further left over our lifetime, while much of the electorate, the voting bloc, has become more conservative? What's your take on that from your perspective?
Well, look, there's been a deliberate long-term program to infiltrate by the hard left, the Communist Party USA, and Democratic Socialists of America and other groups, to take over your Congress, to take over your Senate. And they've been using their union colleagues, their the communist parties around the country, radical groups, to basically take over local Democratic parties and elect their sympathizers into your Congress. Now, this went into overdrive after 1995, because in 1995, well, up until 1995, the AFL-CIO, your unions, had been controlled by hardcore anti-communists like Lane Kirkland and George Meany. But in 1995, Democratic Socialists of America, your largest Marxist group, took over the AFL-CIO and put their member John Sweeney in as president. And now their protege, Richard Trumka, runs it for them. Mm-hmm. So that enabled them to take over the Democrats even further, because there's hardly an elected Democrat at any level in your country who doesn't owe his job to the labor unions. So yeah. Since 1995, the unions have taken over the Democratic Party, and the unions are controlled by Marxists. So they purged all the moderates, all the centrists. Joe Lieberman, the moderate senator from Connecticut, was the last one to fall. And now they completely own the party. They completely dictate its agenda.
This is really sad, not only in Congress and the Senate, but, as soon as you mentioned that idea of the takeover of that branch of government, the legislative branch, I think of the executive branch. Look at the Muslim Brotherhood and the infiltration and the particular titles of some of these czars that Obama has put into place. This is unbelievable. To me, it's treasonous, but your thoughts?
Well, you're right. You know, Bill Clinton changed things when he gave the president the right to decide who needed security clearances in the administration. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was pretty universal. And that has now allowed Obama to appoint supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood to all sorts of positions, and a whole bunch of Marxists, like Ron Blum, for instance, Obama's car czar for a while, was a card-carrying member of Democratic Socialists of America. John Holdren, the science czar, long-term history with pro-Soviet groups. And Van Jones, the green jobs czar, who I exposed. He is a long-time member of a Marxist group in the Bay Area, a self-proclaimed communist. And if you look at even John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, both mm-hmm. have served as Secretary of State, neither of those people would get a security clearance to clean the toilets at any military base in your country if the FBI checked them out.
That's right.
Both of them are subversives. So you've got the executive branch is well and truly infiltrated by pro-Islamic and pro-communist subversives, and the legislative branch is also heavily infiltrated. I say there's at least 100 members of the House and 20 members of the Senate who also wouldn't pass an FBI security check if they were subjected to one.
That's appalling. And we think of ambassadors who come to our country. Some of them get diplomatic immunity when they're being charged for a crime and so forth. And that's what these 100 congressmen and 20 senators and some in the executive branch have. A diplomatic immunity
yeah.
for being charged for anything. Of course, the conservative, the libertarian, or the conservative constitutionalist, or the Republican, he's going to be righteously, accused, like Perry over there, in the governor of Texas. You know, this is a
yeah.
debacle. You know, you've read about that recently, haven't you?
Yeah, Rick Perry, because he cut off funding to a woman who was, a government official who was up on drunk driving charges. He's now
yes.
being indicted. You saw what happened to, who was the congressman from Houston area, who's been under the gun for years now. The
yes.
name's just gone out of my head. But, I was just talking to him a few days ago at a conference. But anyway, you look at in the last few elections, the media has gone after Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin. They've
yes.
told you every possible thing about them, because they told us we had a right to know about these people because they might be leading the country someday. That gave them the right to go through Sarah Palin's kids' Facebook pages and tell us all
yes.
about them. It had the right to tell us allegedly that Mitt Romney had beaten up some young gay kid when he was 17, that he put his dog on the roof of his car. You know, all these things we had to know about. But we have no right to know about the elephant's graveyard of skeletons in Obama's
yes.
closet, or Hillary Clinton's, or John Kerry's, or Barbara Boxer's, or Raoul Grijalva's, or Eddie Bernice Johnson's, or Corinne Brown's, or Alan Grayson's.
Yes.
You know, these people all get a free pass.
Yes.
And you think about this, Glenn. Every federal employee needs an FBI security check, at every level. And they can go through your underwear drawers. They can check out your family background, your childhood, overseas travel, drug habits, your associates.
Yes.
Because they need to trust you.
Yep.
But what happens if you stand for Congress? You need none.
Right. Well, we're going to be back with Trevor Loudon on the second half of the Glenn Pav Show here. If you have a question for Trevor, you can call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back on the Glenn Pav Show with Trevor Loudon, writing the right, and he has diplomatic immunity on my show. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Greetings from Vitaline, Inc., a Florida corporation based in Florida. This year, Vitaline, Inc. celebrates 28 years serving the medical community with associates around the state. How do they do it? Simply put, Vitaline, Inc. meets the medical needs by providing high-tech instrumentation and respiratory care with focused accessories to hospitals, long-term care facilities, durable medical equipment dealers, and physician practices. Products are on display at their website, VitalineMedicalSales.com. That's V-I-T-A-L-I-N-E MedicalSales.com. Vitaline is a proud sponsor and co-host of the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right, heard every first Monday of the month. Vitaline's president, Jeff Olseth, focuses on reclaiming the constitutional principles on which our great country was founded. Jeff's business perspective on the news can be heard every first Monday on the Glenn Pabb Show. That's Vitaline, Inc., your vital line to your health. Hello, my friends. I'm delighted to minister alongside of President Dr. Jack Klem of the Clearwater Christian College every second Monday on the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right. Clearwater Christian College exists to provide an excellent liberal arts education centered on God's Word with a focus on challenging students to love God wholly, to know Him intimately, and to serve Him fervently while educating men and women to minister faithfully and humbly with evangelistic zeal as they impact eternity for Jesus Christ in every avenue of life. You can find out more about Clearwater Christian College at their website, clearwater.edu. Join my co-host, Dr. Jack Klem, every second Monday on the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See for yourself the values of scholarship, discipleship, servant leadership, and stewardship. That's regionally accredited Clearwater Christian College, ranked among America's best colleges.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away.
Yes, we may serve the Lord here on the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right. And a courageous man from New Zealand, a good bloke, as I say, is Trevor Loudon. He's with us, and we're going to talk about his book that he's on a book tour in the United States with. He is a political activist, researcher from Christ Church in New Zealand. He believes in freedom with responsibility, not freedom from responsibility. His ideal society is one in which government is confined to protecting its citizens from criminals and external enemies, and he believes in working with all those who are moving in broadly the same direction, just like our founding fathers. He would have been a great patriot in the 1700s, but he is one right now as well. And Trevor is also the founder and editor of KeyWiki.org, a rapidly growing website with the goal of unlocking the covert side of U.S. and global politics. And Trevor, your book coming out right now, entitled The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, Exposing the Extreme Left Infiltration of Capitol Hill. In the first half of the show, you talked about some 100 congressmen and some 200 or 20 senators that would not pass a security inspection if they were, but they have what we call the diplomatic immunity. Tell us about your book and what it profiles concerning the enemies within.
Well, my book basically details the Marxist takeover of Congress, mainly through the Democratic Party. It deals with how the unions were taken over, how they then took over the Democratic Party, the Marxists, and what it really looks at is how the Marxists are dictating policies and writing the laws. You know, so mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that 20,000 card-carrying communists in your country are writing the laws that control the lives of 300 million Americans. And the book looks at the Marxist roots of Obamacare, how that was really foisted on you by Democratic Socialists of America and the Communist Party. And also the another major issue right now, immigration reform or amnesty. And that is also basically a Marxist scheme to flood the country with so many Democratic voters that the Republicans are permanently out of office.
Exactly. So, also, Obamacare taking over 16% of our tax base, our revenue base, and controlling 16% of the American lives.
Well, the Marxists openly talk about this. They talk about how that the reason they're pushing Obamacare is nothing to do with health. What they do is they refer back to Britain in the 1930s, because in the 1930s in Britain, the bulk of the working class voted conservative. But then in 1946, they brought in the National Health Service, and within 10 years, that had changed the British working class from conservative voters to socialist Labour voters. So they figure if they can bring in socialised healthcare, they're going to change the US middle class from conservative to Democrat by basically making them dependent on the state. That's the whole rationale for it. You know, it's nothing to do with healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. And the 20,000 communists writing the laws, of course you have to have, they're infiltrated into, ever since the Cold War, or where the walls came down, they came, and we claim that the Cold War ended, they just changed into leisure suits and came into our government through the front door and the back door. Right now Obama's bringing them in through the front door as czars and other people as well.
Look, you know, people think communism is dead. Well, you know, you look at the what's the cleverest thing the devil ever did to convince people he doesn't exist.
That's right.
You know, what have the communists really done in the last 20 years, folks? They've basically convinced us they don't exist or are no longer a threat, and so our guard has gone down. And while there are less communists in the United States than there used to be by a long shot, they now have no opposition. And they have been able to take over the union. They've taken over Democratic parties all over the country in various congressional districts. And they have infiltrated so many of their supporters into the Congress now, they are able to dictate the terms of the laws of the Democratic Party and the policies of the Democratic Party. You know, you look at card check, all the major policies of today's Democratic Party can be traced directly back to the Communist Party USA and Democratic Socialists of America, every one of them.
And you've mentioned these in your book, the Communist Party USA, Democratic Socialists of America, Workers' World Party, the Institute for Policy Studies, the Council for a Livable World, and other radical anti-American organizations. And you have said also that the Tea Party has stopped the socialist agenda in its tracks, or at least it's slowing it down, but we must keep fighting freedom-loving people around the world, and that's why we're on the grand scheme of the national networks now in Righting the Right here. We're trying to awaken, arouse, and get people to action in the Tea Party or the constitutional conservative movement. They need to be informed, and that's what you do with your book, The Enemies Within. They need to be instructed, and that's what we hope to have with guests such as yourself and other experts. And they need to be inspired to action, and we've got to do it now. We can't wait any longer. You've seen this progression through the years in the United States of America. You've seen this as an outsider, if you will, a New Zealander, and you know from the history that you have studied yourself how communism comes into these countries, and it starts with demeaning capitalism and promoting socialism, and then the socialists turn it over to the communists, or the communists take over the socialists, and they kick them out of the way, and then you have this communist regime. And you've seen it, the rapidity of this in the last couple of years, so much more, right, Trevor?
It's gone into overdrive. You know, like I talk to, when I go to meetings, I don't have to convince Cuban Americans or Czechoslovak Americans or Russian Americans or Chinese Americans or Vietnamese Americans what's happening here. They are all tearing their hair out because they say, why can't these Americans understand what's happening? This is what happened in my country. I've seen this before. You know, these people all know what's going on, but Americans have grown up in the richest, freest, most prosperous country in the world. You know, that breeds complacency. They do not see what's happening in their own country. These foreigners can see it. Well, you know, the foreign-born can see it.
Sure.
It's so obvious to them. But I just want to give a little bit of thanks to what you mentioned, the Tea Party before, because, you know, Americans have to realize that if it hadn't been for the Tea Party in 2009 and 2010 standing up and effectively taking back the House from the Democrats that year, and it was the Tea Party that did it, not the Republicans, the entire agenda of the left would be in now. Card check, cap and trade, comprehensive immigration reform, Obamacare would be locked in. The Democrats would have 8 or 10 million illegal immigrants voting this year, almost all of them Democrats. That would make it virtually impossible for the Republicans to win. They would have a one-party state.
Yes.
So without the Tea Party, this country would be in huge trouble. And all the Tea Party gets is criticism where it should be getting the thanks of every freedom-loving American. It really should.
Absolutely. And in the Republican Party, the established Republicans, the corporatists, the elitists, the what I call Republican in name only, the rhinos, are more angst against the Tea Party within their own part, within their own Republican conservative party, than they are against, you know, Obama and the Democrats. I mean, and then the progressives. It's just
exactly.
Unconscionable.
You know, the battle for liberty in the United States now is the battle for who wins in the Republican Party.
That's
because
right.
You've got a third of the Republicans who are basically progressives and rhinos and get-alongs and are a waste of space. Mm-hmm. You've got a third of them who are basically go-along to get-along. And you've got a third of them who are basically patriotic, constitutional conservatives who have the interests of the country at heart and are willing to stand up for it. If the constitutionalist faction can win, and I hope it gains strength after the upcoming election, they have a serious chance of turning this country around. If the old guard, the Karl Roves and the John Boehners, have their way, they'll give you a jib. Common Core is good. Illegal immigration is an act of love. Bush as the next candidate. The base will fracture, and the Democrats will win. They will legalize all illegal immigrants, and you have a one-party state.
Right.
So, really, you've got to support the Ted Cruzes. You've got to support the Trey Gowdies and the Jim Bridensteins and the Mike Lees and the Rand Pauls, the people who are actually standing up for the Republic.
Yes, and now is the time. We cannot delay anymore. We're going to have Trevor Loudon come back after the break here, and we're going to talk about another very, very relevant topic, why government regulation and taxes have exponentially increased. $17 trillion is our debt. It's really more than that. Even though most Americans still oppose big government in these areas. We're overregulated, we're overtaxed, and that's what the Tea Party came out with. And I am an advocate and a member of the Tea Party here in our local area. We'll be right back with Trevor right after this.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. I'm heard on the TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN, Tampa Bay, and its affiliates. I've coined the phrase, Righting the Right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum, the very place our founding fathers lived. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for Reformation. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century began as a movement of individuals, both laymen and clergy, whose faith and witness inspired thousands to restore sound biblical Christianity to the people of all nations based upon the truth of the gospel according to God's holy word. Today, the gift of this godly heritage is being challenged by many factors and may not survive intact beyond this generation. Today, we need a spiritual revival of the soul and a political reformation of the mind. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network. With Reformation, let's keep righting the right.
Thank you for locking shield with our allies in Israel. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. A hearty thank you to all of you who signed Liberty Council's petition to support Israel. Because of your activism, Liberty Council delivered an open letter of support to the Israeli leadership last week with over 111,000 signatures. Your encouragement came just in time. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rightfully concerned over the anti-Semitic sentiments. While Israeli officials...
with you on this Monday. It is 48 minutes after the hour right now, and Trevor Loudon is our special guest. Trevor has a great website. It's called trevorloudon.com. It's T-R-E-V-O-R and then the word loud on .com. Trevor Loudon. He also has another one, keywiki.org, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I wanted Trevor to encourage people to go to your website, trevorloudon.com, because the topics of Barack Obama, environmentalism, humor, liberty, radical Islam, social movements, socialism and communism and the unions are all discussed there, which is a great website along the way. And one of them that's near and dear to us here is a question about government regulation and higher taxes with exponential increases, even though most Americans still oppose a big government. Your comments on that?
Yeah, look, it's a very good point, Glenn. You know, see what Democratic Socialists of America did in the early 90s is they set up the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and now that's grown to 80 members of your House. And what that is the channel for the Marxists for pushing their socialist programs into your Congress. That's how they got Obamacare in there. That's how they got immigration reform in there. But they've also used it to push a whole lot of whole bunch of regulations and tax policies. Now you look at two key members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. One of them is John Conyers. Spent 50 years in your house. For many, he served on the Judiciary Committee, the body that writes your laws. He is still on the Judiciary Committee right now. Now, you got also, so he has been using his position to promote all sorts of laws over the years that take away the rights of Americans. And he has several colleagues on that committee doing the same thing. But also with John Conyers, you have to think, the Judiciary Committee oversees the Federal Bureau of Investigation and grants its budget. The FBI is the body charged with investigating subversives and traitors and foreign agents in your government. Now you think about this. John Conyers has a 50-year history with the Communist Party USA, right up till 2013. He's got a 40-year history with the Democratic Socialists of America, right up to 2014, and a 20-year history with the Workers' World Party, a pro-North Korean, pro-Iranian group, right up till this year. So you imagine if the FBI investigated and exposed John Conyers, what would happen to their budget?
Yeah, this is unconscionable. I'm wondering what John Boehner looks like in his associations, because we're seeing such weak-kneed people. We think they're weak-kneed, we think they're cowardly, but it's because they're in bed with some of these communist, the socialist groups. What about John Boehner?
Well, John Boehner, I think, you know, he's got a well-known, allegedly got a well-known alcohol problem. You know, where has he been compromised? What did the enemy have on him? But then another example I want to talk about is Charlie Rangel, the Ways and Means Committee.
Yes.
He's been a leading light in that for years. That's the body that writes your tax laws. He writes them. He doesn't obey them, but he writes them.
Yes.
Charlie Rangel has a long time history with the Communist Party and Democratic Socialists of America going back 40 years. He invited Fidel Castro to Harlem in 1995. Sat on a stage smiling with him. He's a member of at least two communist fronts that I know about. So these are the people writing your laws and writing your tax laws. Both of them are hardcore Marxists, and they have a whole bunch of colleagues doing the same thing. That is why American laws are oppressing the people, and American taxes are driving people to the wall.
Yeah.
Because Marxists are running these, both of these areas.
Well, we've got to get those people out for sure, starting in 2014 and continuing on in 2016, and take majority back. And the Tea Party can do this. We saw some gains in some of the primaries already, but we've got to continue to go downhill on this and drive this forward. Your book, The Enemies Within, really reveal a lot of this stuff, and we encourage folks to go to buy that book and to get it. It exposes the extreme left's infiltration of Capitol Hill. You also have this
people,
other website.
Well,
I want you to mention that too, this keywiki.org. Tell us what that's all about. We've got about a minute or so.
Can I just say people need to go to pacificfreedomfoundation.org to buy my books.
Pacific Freedom Foundation.
KeyWiki is an encyclopedia of the U.S. left. It works like Wikipedia, K-E-Y-W-I-K-I. You go there, you type in a name, there's 64,000 files of communists in your state legislatures, in your local councils, in your Congress, in your Senate. There's profiles of Obama, George Soros, all the leading radicals in America, right from the very top right to the very bottom, including dozens and maybe hundreds from Florida. So go to keywiki.org if you want to know who the radicals are.
Well, that's a tremendous. Well, we thank you, Trevor Loudon, for joining us on the Glenn Pav Show. And keep writing the right as you go through, and may your book tour be successful in revealing and awaken people to action here in the United States. Let's take back America. Thank you so much. Keep writing the right,
thanks.
My good bloke friend.
You're a great bloke, Glenn, and thanks for having me on.
Okay, very good. That was Trevor Loudon, folks. And if you didn't hear his entire interview that we've had on the show today in this last hour, this third hour of the Glenn Papp Show, Writing the Right, go to the website and the pod and download the podcast. It should be up by the end of this day here, and you'll be able to get more. You could also go to keywiki.org, as he suggested, if you want to buy his book. PacificFreedomFoundation.org is where you can get his book. I encourage you to get that. You need to understand. You need to be aware. And then we need to be aroused to action. We want to thank you so much for joining us this day. What does it look like for this week? Well, Tuesday, On the Nation, my Christian perspective on the news on healthcare, MD Plus Health Insurance Alternatives with co-hosts Marusa and Dan. On politics, Citizens for Self-Governance with the Convention of States Project, a solution from the constitutional perspective. On Wednesday, on the People, call-in show with listener issues on the second hour. And on the Constitution, the Making of America, I'll be broadcasting and sharing my constitutional study on that as I continue. And then on Thursday, on Foreign Affairs, Professor and Dr. Bill Urban on the Islamization of America, on the military, Talking with Heroes with Bob Calvert. On Friday, On the Nation, my Christian perspective on the news will continue. On People, my call-in show with listeners' issues will continue, so you can share and you can have a voice on the Glenn Papp Show, Writing the Right, and then my continued constitutional study of the Making of America. It's a great lineup. You can learn much more about it at writingtheright.com. And folks, you can also help by contributing to supporting this show by going and registering and clicking on the green icon, register now, completely free. You can care for your family financially, and you can have a hedge on your dollar that is diminishing and is not being used now between Russia and China. The dollar is no longer the value of currency that is being used. And so the dollar is in jeopardy of losing its Moody ratings as well. But you can have a hedge on that by going there, becoming a registered member of the Carrot Bars, and in so doing, you'll be helping the Glenn Papp Show, Writing the Right. We've appreciated you being on the show today, folks, and listening in. We should never lessen the gifts and talents that God has given us, so let's go for it, folks. Let's go for the gold, if you will. Let's go for the freedom and the liberty and the justice for all here on the Glenn Papp Show, Writing the Right. May you continue to write the right. And as God has distributed to each one of us certain gifts, so let us all walk in them. Thank you for joining me today. Until then, on behalf of our expert co-hosts, faithful sponsors and co-hosts, and today's special guests, Norm Roach and Trevor Loudon and Engineer Sam, this is your Patriot host, Glenn Papp, saying to my bride of 38 years, Melanie, and to you, my listening friend, God bless you. Keep writing the right. May God bless America. May America bless God. And by all means, may God save the USA.
If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Papp Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Papp, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.